88 million years ago, a piece of Africa broke free. Alone in the vast Indian Ocean, it transformed into an alien world. Strange creatures, even stranger landscapes. Animals that don't exist anywhere else on Earth. Stone forests sharp enough to slice skin. And giant trees, so twisted they look planted upside down. This is Madagascar, an island forgotten by time that became one of Earth's wildest creations. And nowhere is this strangeness more alive than in the West, where the landscape looks less like Earth and more like a fever dream painted by gods. Here, trees grow upside down. Their massive trunks balloon toward the sky, while their roots seem to reach for heaven. The baobabs, ancient giants that have been watching over this land since way before humans ever arrived. Some of these trees are over 1,000 years old. These ancient giants are living water tanks, each trunk holding around 32,000 litres. Tap one and you could literally fill an entire swimming pool. But these giants are survivors of something tragic. This avenue of baobabs isn't a natural forest. It's a graveyard. For millions of years, these trees stood within a massive tropical forest that covered this entire region. Then humans arrived less than 2,000 years ago and changed everything. The forest was cut down for farmland centuries ago. Only the baobabs remain, spared because the first people to see them recognize something sacred. But these ancient survivors can't prepare you for the challenges of simply moving through Western Madagascar. Take the Tsirabihina River, where what should be a straightforward crossing becomes something almost mythical. Some places are lucky enough to have bridges. Concrete spans that let you glide above the water like the modern world intended. But not everywhere is so fortunate. In remoter crossings, there are boats to help. Flat, practical vessels that carry entire cars across the water in acts of pure faith. You drive your car onto a wooden platform that barely looks seaworthy. Then trust that this humble boat will deliver you and your vehicle safely to the other side. And then there are the Tsingy de Bemaraha, stone forests that rise from the earth like nature's own razor wire. Limestone formations so sharp they'll slice through skin with the gentleness of a scalpel. Some tower 70 meters high, creating a maze of stone blades that stretches beyond the horizon. From above, it looks like the earth cracked open and revealed its teeth. An endless labyrinth of razor-sharp pinnacles that could swallow you whole. Stand at the edge and you realize just how small you are. The scale is almost impossible to comprehend. It's a place where GPS becomes useless and the only direction that matters is up. Crossing them requires a different kind of faith. Rope bridges stretch between the towers, swaying gently as you inch across air above a landscape carved by lightning. For generations, villagers avoided this place entirely, too dangerous and too haunted. Only recently have these precarious pathways made it possible for humans to walk where spirits once ruled. But it's not the landscape that's strange in the south of Madagascar. It's what lives here that defies explanation. This is Andringitra National Park. Granite peaks pierce the sky, their jagged heights offering some of Madagascar's most challenging terrain. Here, hikers test themselves against stone towers that have been watching over this land since before continents had names. The air is thin and sharp, carrying sounds that seem to come from the beginning of the world. But descend from these rocky heights to the lower valleys, and the landscape softens. Green hills stretch beyond the horizon, rolling gently toward distant peaks. And it's here, in these peaceful clearings, that the true rulers of Madagascar reveal themselves. Ring-tailed lemurs sun themselves on rocks worn smooth by countless generations, their striped tails catching the morning light like living flags. Watch the Sifaka lemurs try to cross open ground, and you'll see evolution's most charming compromise. Their legs are built for leaping between trees, so when they have to walk, they hop sideways like nature's own ballet troupe. But these aren't the only lemurs with outsized personalities. Bamboo lemurs twitch and fidget with nervous energy, as if they're perpetually worried about something only they can see. Meanwhile, the red ruffed lemurs have mastered the art of relaxation, often found draped across branches like living velvet cushions, basking in patches of sunlight with the contentment of creatures who've figured out life's secret. And then there's the Indri, Madagascar's largest lemur, whose wide eyes give it the permanent expression of someone who's just witnessed something absolutely shocking. These lemurs carry 60 million years of separate evolution in their DNA. Over 100 species that exist nowhere else on Earth. Until humans arrived just over 1,000 years ago, some were massive, gorilla-sized giants that dominated these highlands before disappearing into legend. We now travel deeper south to Isalo National Park. Here, the landscape shifts dramatically. Sandstone formations rise like ancient castles, carved by wind and water into sculptures that seem too perfect to be natural. At the park's heart stands Fenêtre de l'Isalo, a natural window carved into sandstone that frames the endless landscape beyond. You're looking through stone that once lay beneath ancient seas, now a perfect portal to Madagascar's vastness. But when darkness comes, something stranger emerges. The Eye-Eye, a lemur with bulging eyes and a skeletal finger, taps against tree bark like biological sonar, listening for the hollow spaces where grubs hide. Part spirit, part predator, hunting in an echo chamber of sound. And then there are the true masters of Madagascar's evolutionary playground. Chameleons. Half of all the world's chameleon species live on this island, from giants the size of house cats to creatures barely larger than your thumbnail. Watch one hunt and you'll witness precision that seems impossible. Each eye moves independently, scanning a full 360 degrees with no blind spots. When they strike, their tongue fires out twice the length of their body, faster than your eye can follow, hitting targets with the accuracy of a laser-guided missile. Scattered across the landscape, ancient Mahafali tombs emerge from the earth like forgotten monuments. Stone markers where ancestors rest, weathered by time until they seem part of the land itself. Somewhere in the shadows moves Madagascar's apex predator. The fossa, a ghost that hunts lemurs through the canopy with deadly precision. Evolution's answer to the absence of lions. Silent, elusive, and the reason paradise still has rules. But to see how humans fit into this ancient equation, you have to leave the wild parks behind and follow the roads north. Winding ribbons of red earth that snake across endless amber hills and through valleys painted in every shade of gold. These roads follow ancient pathways, curving with the natural contours of the land, rising and falling through a highland world where time moves differently. Each turn reveals another vista of rolling grasslands, another distant village, another reminder that some journeys are as important as their destinations. And as these roads wind toward more populated valleys, the landscape begins to change. Rice fields emerge from the hillsides like nature's own staircase, carved into terraces that cascade down slopes in perfect geometric patterns. The terraces create a patchwork of colours that shifts with the seasons. Emerald green when the rice is young and reaching toward the sky, golden amber during harvest time, and mirror silver when flooded fields reflect the highland clouds. Eventually, these winding roads converge on Madagascar's beating heart. Antananarivo, the capital, built across a series of hills like an ancient amphitheatre. Home to over 2 million people, in a country of 26 million, the city sprawls in every direction, a testament to human persistence in one of the world's most challenging places. Despite being consistently ranked among the 10 poorest countries on Earth, there's something remarkably resilient about this highland heartland. High above the city, the Rover Palace once symbolized royal power. Today, that same name has been given to something few would expect from one of the world's poorest countries, caviar. In the highland waters of Lake Mantasoa, sturgeon imported from Russia produce Africa's first and only caviar. Rover caviar, a royal delicacy born from Madagascar's unlikely ability to make the impossible seem inevitable. In villages like Ambo de Lendemi, nestled high in the mountains, life moves to rhythms shaped by rice, rituals, and the seasons. Here, every inch of arable land has been carefully sculpted into steps that follow the contours of the hills. These are communities where survival depends on understanding exactly when to plant, when to harvest, and when to simply wait. Throughout the barren countryside, life still emerges. A single dirt road leads into Andrahybe Village, connected to the outside world by this one fragile thread. Life has not really changed here for centuries, where survival still depends on understanding Mother Nature. Yet even in these remote locations, modern attractions draw curious visitors. At an Alivori, geysers shoot from the ground where underground water meets volcanic heat, creating eruptions of steam and mineral-stained earth. Across the grasslands, quad bikes carve paths through amber hills, offering another way to experience this highland vastness. It's a reminder that Madagascar's isolation has become part of its appeal. And hidden in the volcanic heart of these highlands lies Tritriva, a lake that fills the crater of an ancient volcano, its dark waters reflecting sky from depths that seem to hold secrets from when the Earth was young. But not all of Madagascar's attractions are found in the highlands. Follow the roads toward the coast, and you'll discover that the call of the ocean has its own adventures to offer. At Sakalava Bay, the wind turns the sea into a playground for windsurfers. They ride the same trade winds that once carried the first settlers to these shores. On the beaches where these ocean winds blow, other ancient residents move at their own unhurried pace. Tortoises that carry time itself in their shells. Some alive today may have hatched before Madagascar became a French colony, their 150-year lifespans making them living bridges between centuries. Beneath the crystal waters that lap these shores, Madagascar's isolation continues its work. Coral reefs explode in colours that have no names, home to fish that dance between formations built over centuries of patient growth. This is diving into a world that exists nowhere else, where evolution's creativity extends far below the surface. Scattered across these turquoise waters lie islands like jewels cast by some ancient hand. Nosy Vay rises from the sea like a green crown, while Nosy Tanically curves in perfect crescents that look almost too beautiful to be natural. Each one a small world unto itself. They drift across the ocean toward distant horizons. And every year, these same waters become a highway for some of the ocean's most magnificent travelers. Humpback whales journey 8,000 kilometers from Antarctica, crossing half the planet to reach Madagascar's warm lagoons. They come here to give birth, to let their calves take their first breaths in waters that have welcomed new life for millennia. Following ancient migration routes, they continue northwest, their songs carrying across the Indian Ocean toward other volcanic islands that rise from the deep. Here, crossing into the waters of the Comoros, these same whales encounter something entirely different from Madagascar's ancient stability. A different nation, but part of the same geological story. These are newborn lands, places where the earth itself is still being written. The whales know these waters well, but the islands they visit are Madagascar's geological opposite. Where Madagascar spent 90 million years perfecting its isolation in stillness, The Comoros create their wonders through constant change. Through volcanic fire that refuses to sleep. On the beaches of Chomini, black volcanic sand stretches along turquoise waters. Each grain is a fragment of lava that erupted only centuries ago. You're walking on ground that was once molten rock, now transformed into beaches where ancient whales and newborn islands meet. At Dragon's Back, dramatic rock spines jut into crystalline waters like the fossilized backbone of some ancient sea monster. On Anjouan, a village spreads below a castle that watches over the ocean from its volcanic perch, as if guarding secrets that the island is still too young to tell. The plateaus of Diboini and Uzio rise like green carpeted tables, their grass-covered volcanic slopes hiding the fire that built them. These elevated plains seem to float above the ocean, peaceful pastures that disguise the sleeping volcanoes beneath. While at Laxalay, an emerald lake sits impossibly close to the turquoise ocean. Two different shades of paradise separated by barely a strip of black volcanic sand. It's as if the earth couldn't decide between fresh water and salt, so simply chose both. But it's at the heart of Grande Comore where the true power of these islands reveals itself. Rising like a sleeping giant, Karthala volcano dominates the horizon. One of the world's largest active volcanoes, its massive caldera stretches 3 by 4 kilometers wide. This is a mountain that refuses to sleep. Standing before Karthala, you're witnessing the opposite end of isolation's timeline. Where Madagascar spent 88 million years slowly perfecting its impossible creatures, here the Earth creates new worlds in an instant. This volcano has rewritten itself over 20 times in just 2 centuries, each eruption adding new chapters to a story that's barely begun. Our journey began with a piece of Africa breaking free 88 million years ago. We traveled through kingdoms of the bizarre, dancing primates, razor-sharp stone forests, villages unchanged by time. It's been a journey across worlds, but also one story. The Earth itself, writing wonders at the edge of time. where Madagascar spent millions of years perfecting the impossible through isolation, these volcanic islands are just beginning their own chapter. What unimaginable creatures will evolve here? What new impossibilities will emerge when these baby volcanoes have had time to cool and create? In the shadow of Karthala's smoking crater, the next chapter of Earth's strangest story is already being written in fire and stone. Think isolation creates strange worlds? Wait until you see what happens when a country is almost completely empty. Click here to discover how Mongolia's vast emptiness shaped an empire that conquered half the world.